Scheduling and dispatching processes and interfaces. There are two sets of scheduling interfaces. The first, the communication between material requirements, planning, MRP, and capacity requirements, planning, CRP, and the scheduling of the production activity control, PAC activities, is illustrated in Exhibit 4-89. Exhibit 4-89, PAC scheduling interfaces. The scheduling process works as follows. Step 1. MRP passes scheduling updates and authorization to release planned orders to PAC. Step 2. PAC converts planned orders into detailed work center operation schedules and load profiles. Step 3. PAC requests that CRP validate capacity availability to meet the planned load. Step 4. CRP validates the load profile if it has not done so previously. Step 5. PAC adjusts capacity or the schedule if CRP deems it necessary. Step 6. PAC informs MRP as necessary. Step 7. PAC releases the work orders to the work centers. This interface scenario applies in job shop batch production. The second set of scheduling interfaces is between PAC and MRP, as seen in Exhibit 4-90. This occurs after PAC releases orders to production, for example, to the shop floor, and is called dispatching. Exhibit 4-90, PAC control interfaces. The dispatching process illustrated in Exhibit 4-90 is as follows. Step 1. Release, dispatch, orders to work center of production. Step 2. Gather data on performance of work orders compared to planned schedules. Step 3. Feedback to MRP. Step 4. Gather work in process, lead time, and queue data. Step 5. Feedback to MRP. Step 6. Gather work center efficiency, operation times, order quantities, and scrap data. Step 7. Feedback to MRP. Control interfaces in a job shop with manufacturing planning and control processes, such as MRP, reflect the complexity, transaction intensity, and reporting frequency requirements of MRP-based PAC systems.